I'm John Aran, and I have a new podcast called The Varsity. I will bring on the smartest people I know to break down the hottest topics in sports media. Available now on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
This is the Sports Radio 610 Outdoors Show with Captain Mickey Eastman.
Mickey broke the record at Camp Denny's on oysters, about however many you can eat.
Captain Mickey has been guiding the Texas Gulf Coast waters for over 40 years, and along with winning numerous national and local tournaments, Captain Mickey was recently inducted into the Saltwater Legends Hall of Fame.
Now, the reason I broke the record is I don't think I had enough money in my pocket to pay for all of them. Because if you break the record, everybody with you eats free.
Now, here's your host, Captain Mickey.
Good morning. Welcome to the Sports Radio 610 Outdoor Show on this Saturday morning. I'm Captain Mickey Eastman. Producing the Outdoor Show this morning is Jace, our sponsors today, Allied Industrial Sales, Angler U, the Belleville Meat Market, and Boyd's One Stop. All right, right now on the island in Galveston, it is 73 degrees. And today we're looking at partly cloudy skies and windy. Highs near 85 with north-northeast winds 20 to 30 miles per hour. And then for tonight, windy with partly cloudy skies again, low of 72. Well, that feels better than the 81 yesterday morning. You can feel that front. Feels really good. Tonight, north-northeast winds 20 to 30. And then for tomorrow, a few clouds from time to time with gusty winds. They'll diminish into the afternoon. And a high of 83 with north-northeast winds 20 to 30 miles per hour. So, going to be a little breezy, but definitely a weather change. Tides for today, we're on a four-tide schedule. We're sitting on a low right now at the Galveston Channel. Our next tide will be a high at 6:24 a.m. It's a 1.4, and we have a low at 1:32 p.m. at 0.5, and then a high at 9:28 p.m. a 1.4. 7 a.m. is sunrise, 7:33 p.m. sunset, and our moon phase, 11%. Right now, current conditions, looks like it's sustained at 28 at the North Jetty, same at San Luis Pass, and Tiki Island is 28, Eagle Point is 22, and up at Morgan's Point, it's 19, so it is a little breezy, and gust will be a little bit higher, so rain staying offshore, this front's pushed it out there, but we're looking at more low pressure for into next week and somewhat of a chance of tropical development coming out of the Yucatan into the southwestern Gulf and then moving west and northwest. We'll just see what it does. It is that time of year, but hopefully not turning into anything major anyway. We've had enough. It's good to go, but they are calling for next Wednesday and Thursday, some pretty good rain off of this thing. Galveston could get anywhere from, I was seeing local rainfall amounts of 5 to 8 inches out of this. So hopefully that's not going to prevail. Hopefully it's not true. All right. Well, it's just forecast. We'll take it when it gets here. All right, let's run over to Sabine Lake and check in with Captain Bill Watkins this morning, see what's up with him. Good morning, Bill. How you doing there, bud?
Hey, man. Well, obviously, I'm blown out this morning.
Obviously.
So, yeah.
Well, some are. There's tournaments going on today, so.
Well, wish them luck.
Think
oh,
you got that
man.
Rusty Hook tournament in Matagorda. What's it called? Oh, goodness. The Heat Wave Slam, you got that going on. And then you've got the Haney Boat Owners Tournament in Port Aransas, so. That ought to be fun. That ought to be fun.
It's blowing from one end of the world to the other today.
Yes, sir.
So I just pushed my trips back one more day. Tomorrow I'll be able to go, I think.
Yeah, you're a pro at that. We're all good at that. Move, kick the can down the road. Get another day there,
kick
folks.
Kick the can down the road. That's right.
That's a fact.
That's how we do it. Well, when this blow settles down, maybe the shrimp will start moving, and maybe things will happen.
And we'll see. Get a little water temperature drop, a little tide drop. We're not going to get any tide drop with northeast winds, though.
No, that won't do much. But at least it'll cool the temperatures off just a little.
Yeah. Man, I'm trying to remember. Remember when they closed teal season years ago? It was in the 80s. I remember the last year we had teal season, and then they closed it for a while. That last year, Blaine and I had a double boater with a cast and blast, or blast and cast. We went teal hunting that morning, and everybody ate lunch, and we run out into the bay that afternoon, and you talk about a dump of shrimp. I've never seen anything, and it wasn't even that cold or anything. We'd had a front a few days before that, but I mean, it just those shrimp decided to leave. Hey, we worked a school of birds. This is no joke. Now they stretch from way up in the top end of Trinity Bay, up by the Green Island area in that corner, all the way down past the sunken dredge, past the spillway. So what is that, 3 to 5 miles roughly as a crow flies? And that school of fish and birds were a half mile wide.
And golly,
as far as you could see, there were shrimp and trout jumping out of the water. It was probably the stupidest thing I've ever seen in my entire life. These were all in one big giant school. I mean, there was just no getting out of it. We had a northeast wind about 5, and you could start drifting at Green Island. We drifted for 5 miles and never got out of fish. Shrimp trying to crawl up in the boat to get away from these fish. There wasn't even enough birds to work all the shrimp jumping out of the water. I'd never seen nothing like that, and hadn't since, and probably never will. You know, weird phenomenons, you know, where it all comes together and everything in the world. I don't know how there was another fish anywhere else in the bay. They all had to be right there. I mean, you'd catch anything from a 2-pounder up to an 8-pounder out of those fish. It was crazy.
Yeah, that's just those kind of days you just don't ever forget. You can't fathom it until you see it.
Yeah.
It's just amazing. Yeah, I've seen that happen.
Teal season massacre, man. That's what we call it.
Well, did you kill any ducks that day?
Yeah, we got our ducks, too. Yeah, teal hunting was big time.
Life is good, man.
It's hard to miss them teal, you know, when they first get here, you know, that time of year, teal season. If you got water, you got ducks, usually.
That's true. Well, I think this will make something happen.
It should change things.
I just wish we wouldn't get all that rain that they're predicting might come here. I would just as soon everything stay salty up, right, like it is right now.
Did y'all get much over your way yesterday? We didn't get much here. What we did get was, you know, light, misty, you know, a little hard sprinkle or a little moderate shower, but we didn't look like Louisiana was just, it was hitting them hard, and the bands were kind of coming your way. I was wondering if y'all got much up your way or not.
Oh, I think I might have got an inch and a half over the last 2 days.
Yeah.
So, no big deal. It went right in the ground. Nothing's happened. So, we dodged that bullet, but, you know, this other one might come up here and get us, but hopefully it won't. Hopefully it'll go in where everybody needs rain.
Yeah. Yeah, let Mexico have it again. You know, like that first one did, that Alberto or whatever it was.
Yeah.
We got some bull tides off of that. I couldn't believe the tide surge was that high up here from it going in that far down the coast. That was kind of strange.
No, I couldn't either. That was a shocker to me.
Yeah, it was. And Beryl, I mean, it had some big tides with it, too.
Yes, it did. Yeah, it pushed it all the way across the Gulf, I guess. And that's a funny thing.
Yeah, even Florida had high tides off of that.
How that water moves and goes from one side of the Gulf to the other.
It's amazing.
That's pretty fascinating. Yeah, it is. Everything's tied together in an intricate web.
Right.
And it just makes it fascinating to observe. And over the last 25 years, I've seen a whole bunch of things. And it's just, you know, I wake up in a new world every day when I'm out there. It's, you know, there's patterns and there's things that occur that, you know, it's just like motion. Everything is blending together, and then something unusual happens. You know, like freak tides or some, you know, things like that.
Mm-hmm.
But I thought I had lived through floods and tornadoes and excessive rainfall, and I mean, I don't know what's next. Hopefully no earthquakes. But we've seen some rough weather around here.
Yeah, we have seen a lot of strange patterns in the last 8 or 10 years. Kind of been different. You know, it's amazing.
Yeah, yeah.
The star leaderboard, there was only three of all those tagged reds they released up and down the Gulf Coast. Only three tags were entered, you know, registered, brought to the scales.
Is that right?
Yeah. Pretty amazing.
Well, is that normal? I don't follow that.
No,
but
not really. You know, they've had some off years where a lot of those tags weren't caught, but never this. I don't remember one this light, only three. You had two red tags. That was for the truck-boat combination, and then one blue tag for the boat. And, I mean, there's 10 slots in each division. You know, the blue and the
red tags.
I don't
think there's one been turned in over here yet.
Yeah, the only ones, you know, it's over now. It ended Labor Day. But you had one up my way at Linda's Sylvan Beach Bait and Tackle over there in La Porte, and then you had one at West End Marina. That was two from the Galveston area, and then one, a blue tag, was caught down Corpus Way. It was weighed in at Roy's Bait and Tackle. So that's pretty strange. That was,
that
I
is.
Don't know whether those early tropical systems we had with those huge tides moved those fish, you know, far off from where they were originally. Usually they'll kind of stay in the area they were released, you know. And
yeah.
But apparently they rode the tide somewhere where nobody got to them or found them.
Yeah, they just picked up and booked passage to somewhere else.
Pretty strange, but
that is odd. How many did they release?
I think they put out 180 of them.
Now think about that. Three out of 180.
Yeah.
That just seems crazy.
Mm-hmm. It does.
I wonder what would be the least number that was ever turned in.
I don't know. I'd have to call this year one of them, you know, that I can remember. It's been going on so long. I'm sure there might have been a worse year, but I don't know.
Well, since they don't let me fish, I don't really pay much attention to it. But
well, you know, if you have a client in your boat that weighs in any fish, any species that's in the tournament, your name go. If you enter yourself for the guides, your name goes into a pool.
Yeah,
and then they have a drawing for the guide.
That'd be about like buying a lottery ticket. But I don't. I really just don't pay any attention to it.
Yeah,
I'm not any more likely to catch that fish than anybody else.
True.
You know, so it kind of irritates me. But hey, CCA,
a lot of luck
involved.
But
work.
You know, the more you fish,
yeah,
the
they
more
do.
You
they
get.
Do good work. They do good work with the money. So I think that's I'm pretty much neutral on all that. They do that. They do good with it. So I'm sure not upset with them. Just I got a CCA sticker on my boat. even now. Put a new one on there the other day. Yeah.
All right. Let me do good and knock out a commercial break, and I'll come right back at you, man. Hang with
me. All right,
brother. All right. Folks, if you're looking for the ultimate outdoor adventure, welcome to Rusty Hook Ranch. It's a premier hunting and fishing destination in Matagorda, Texas. Whether you're after waterfowl, quail, thermal hog, alligator hunts, and top-tier Matagorda bay fishing charters, bring your friends, family, and clients, and enjoy five-star lodging. With skeet shooting, sporting clays, and a fully stocked bass pond, Rusty Hook Lodge can accommodate large groups for team building, weddings, family reunions, whatever events you want to have. So why wait? Experience the best at Rusty Hook Ranch. Book your adventure today. Go to RustyHookRanch.com. That's RustyHookRanch.com. And when you do, please tell them Captain Mickey sent you.
From the mind of a two-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whoops. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at MyBob's.com to play now.
I'm John Oran, and I have a new podcast called The Varsity. I will bring on the smartest people I know to break down the hottest topics in sports media. Available now on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's a beautiful morning.
Good morning. Welcome back to the Sports Radio 610 Outdoor Show. It's 419 here in the Bayou City. All right, Bill, we are back.
Well, I want to mention something in lieu of me not being able to fish today, since I have no report for you for the last couple of times you called. I talked to a friend of mine yesterday that used to be it's still on that lease that I used to have on the Sabine River up there in Newton County. And
right.
they have gone up to $11 an acre for that river bottom land and pine barrens and whatever. $11 an acre. So if they've got 4,000 acres, that's what? $44,000?
Yeah.
Now you think about how much you got to reach into your pocket to hunt land like that, and the river washes out the roads, and nobody fixes it, and they won't allow you to fix the roads.
Right.
You can't get a bulldozer and go fix the roads yourself. And the people that are leasing the land are based in Florida, part of them. They have absolutely no clue about what's going on in the Sabine River bottom. And I find that amazing. But
yeah, I do too.
People have to pay this with no help from the company that's leasing the land. And I think
for that kind of money, they ought to be keeping the roads up for you, at least.
It's totally wrong
that
they expect that kind of money, $44,000 for 4,000 acres.
Yeah,
and that has to come. That means you have to have extra members, or you have to pay more and more and more each year. When I quit it 4 years ago, it was $9 an acre. Now it's already $11 an acre.
Yeah, $9 was still high for river bottom.
I guess it was, that was high.
You know,
and
I could see if that was prime South Texas deer country and quail property, you know, that'd be worth it.
Yeah.
You could do something with it. But, well, that's, hey, deer meat, man, it's the most expensive free meat you'll ever eat.
Yeah, think that's about exactly it. Right.
Well, we spend just, you know, to go deer, you know, harvest a couple of deer to put in the freezer a year. That, it's expensive. We didn't love doing it. It wouldn't be feasible.
Well, I'll tell you what, I think I'm almost to the point that I can learn to unlove it.
Yes, at that kind of money, you bet you. There's other things you can do with that kind of money.
Yeah, I mean, so you have to divide
like
that
hunts.
Up between.
I mean, that's the way to go. It's, you know, if you're going to hunt and fish and really want to, you know, kill and catch good fish and all that and have a chance at big deer, it's better. You're better off spending your money booking guides to do it.
That's right. I mean, this place I go up in San Augustine, Venado Creek, that's a beautiful place. They've got a lot of land, and it's under high fence. And, you know, it's just, if you want a trophy, they got them. Man,
right.
I mean, you know, and that's close to me. And we just hunt does, you know.
Yeah.
Whitetail or axis or red deer or whatever. That's what we do. We just enjoy the hunt, love to be on the place. But you know, there's a lots of places like that around the state of Texas. You can get, you know, good bargain hunts, or you can kill a big trophy. I've got a friend up in Detroit, Texas. Man, he's got some beautiful deer, big typical whitetail. And dude, I hadn't been up there in 2 or 3 years, but pretty far away to drive. But you know,
yeah,
no further than Uvalde or anything like that.
Not somehow, you know, if you want to go deer hunting, you're looking at 4 to 6 hours of driving. No matter where you're going, it always seems to be
no matter
4 to 6 hours.
Going. Yep, or 10 depends on how far west you go.
Exactly. I had a real nice text yesterday. A gentleman sent to me. His name's Danny. He's from Dieball, and he calls it Behind the Pine Curtain over there in East Texas. But he went fishing with you, and
he said
he's been
listening
to this show. You know, he listened to it with his dad, and when he was younger, he's an elderly gentleman. He's up our age, I'm sure, somewhere in that neighborhood.
Yeah, he's a great guy.
And he was talking about what a great guy you were and how you really put him on the fish, trout, redfish, and flounder. He brought his friend Jay with him, and just seems to be a real pleasant kind of guy, our kind of people, you know.
And, he's a class A fellow.
But he paid you the ultimate compliment, you know. Very nice. And paid me a real nice compliment also, and that was good to hear something like that, something positive. There's still some good and stuff.
Every once in a while you meet somebody like that makes your day. You know, you know they really appreciate everything you do. And
he said you were the nicest guy he's ever fished with. Said he, you know, you were very professional and very friendly, and he had just a total enjoyable time.
Well, I truly enjoy the people that get in my boat. I mean,
yeah, you got to.
They're from all walks of life.
If you don't, it makes for a long day, buddy.
if you don't, you really need to think about doing something different.
Yeah,
that's
but 99% of the time, all the folks are good.
Oh yeah. You know, you just and you make friends. That's the whole thing. You make friends you might not talk to them for 6 months or a year, but you want to actually talk to them when they call. It's just like, oh, yeah. And, man, I'm telling you, if I ever give this up, I'm going to have to really think about it, because that's the part of it that I guess I really enjoy the most.
Sure.
And I don't mind doing instructional fishing and teaching people that never thrown a spinning rod how to do it. And once you learn to do it right, you know, and watching that progression take place over the next 30 minutes, and then when they catch their first fish, that's a job well done, brother. And you just, and I've never tried to teach anybody to cast rod and reel that couldn't get it.
Right.
You know, it's all about the basics. But man, I mean, yeah, Danny's a good guy.
And I meet
people all the time that, you know, are just like that. Fishermen are just a different group of people. They really are.
Yeah, we are.
Yep.
We're totally deplorable.
Oh, yeah, we are deplorables, that's for sure.
That's a fact, Jack. It makes it all worthwhile. And then, you know, you go several days and you're dealing with extreme novice fishermen, and then boy, when you get a group of sticks in your boat, it makes you appreciate it, boy. That's nothing like that. You get three guys that just jump in, and all you got to do is just point the boat in the right direction. They're gonna wear them out.
That's right. Yeah, I do live for those days too.
Yes. Well, I've been fortunate. I've had a lot of really good fishermen, you know, that stuck with me for a long time through the years. That they started out, they weren't terrible, but they weren't good either. And then over a period of time fishing with you 15, 20 times a year, man, you're going, these guys, they're good. They're really good.
Yeah, they, all you got to do is get them in the fish and
that's it.
Figure out real quick who's good and who's not. And they pick right up on
Well, that's why everybody likes trout fishing, because once you get on them and establish, you know, get your pattern going and get in them, you know, anybody can catch them. But it's those good ones, boy, they'll walk out of those smaller fish and find some bigger fish if you're waiting, or, you know, listen to their guide and let's move. Let's get out of these 2-pounders and go look for bigger ones. And that's how you do it.
That's how you do it. You know, you just wear on them a little bit and move. And, I mean, you get judges, doctors, lawyers, plant workers, you know, it, people from all walks of life.
Yeah.
And I made friends with all of them. I just love it, you know.
I do too. It's a good gig.
Your knowledge of what goes on in other people's lives, how their work goes, expands with that. And you just, you know, you learn about a whole lot of things. And to me, without that, it would really be boring.
Yeah.
Stuck in my own little world doing my own little thing.
Well, you know, you got all kinds of, you know, you spend the whole day in the boat with somebody and you get to talk about everything. Conversations, yeah. You know, it's worth the price of admission.
It's hard to not get to know people. You have to try to not get to know them. And you spend the day in the boat. You got to talk about something.
Sure.
You can't talk about fishing every minute. So it's exciting stuff. It really is.
Yeah, it's cool. It really is. Well, hopefully, we can get out of September and get some good positive fishing going and some consistent weather. That's all we need. Fishing's been good. Just need the weather to do it. You know, stay on the fish you've been on. Do your thing.
Yeah. Well, I'm in a little bit of a transition right now, but those fish are going to show up somewhere.
Oh, yeah.
And I'll find them when they do.
When it all comes together.
Tomorrow's going to be a scouting trip, you know. We're going to have to go up north and put the boat in.
They're calling for that wind to diminish in the afternoon.
Yeah, and
what they're saying.
Tomorrow should be around 16 knots, maybe.
Yeah, they're calling for it to stay like 20 to 30 today, tonight, and in the morning, and then diminishing in the afternoon. What the forecast reads.
So, but I'm gonna be up in the river. So.
Yeah.
We'll see what happens and on the northeast side of the lake.
Catch some bass.
Hey,
that happens
if it
too.
Comes to that, if it comes to that, we'll knock them out. No problem.
Green trout.
But green trout. Hopefully, I'll have you a better report next time.
Well, it's just that time of year. We just, you know, that's what we deal with. We got a little bit going on.
The weather's been knocking me out.
A lot of the dove hunters, I know the areas they've been hunting have been rained out, but other areas where it's been dry, they're just knocking them out. And then, next weekend, teal season will open, and then all of the state will be open dove hunting, you know, the south zone and all that, too. So there'll be a lot going on next weekend.
Yeah, that's for sure.
And hopefully some good fishing. We'll just have to see what this what the tropics end up doing to us for next week and into the weekend. We'll see.
Yeah. I just assume it'd bypass.
I'm with you. Get September potato lights.
Yeah, that's right. Anyhow.
Well,
you have a good day, buddy.
I'm going to do it. You do the same. And we'll watch this old wind and weather and roll from there.
Yep.
That's all we can do. Well, Bill, if somebody wants to come over and fish with you at Sabine, give them some info how they can get a hold of you, my friend.
409-673-9211.
Or fishsabinelake.com.
That's right. Thank you for your support, buddy.
Hey, you bet, Bill. And you have a good one. Talk to you next week, man. Be safe out there.
All right.
Later. All right, that's Captain Bill Watkins over at Sabine Lake. And folks, if you need pipe, valves, fittings, instrumentation, fasteners, or gaskets real fast, look no farther than Allied Industrial Sales. They're your one-stop shop for all your petrochemical supply needs, and with a full fleet of delivery trucks and same-day delivery, there's no need to wait weeks for other distributors. Let Allied deliver today. So if you're looking for that hard-to-find item or can't wait long on deliveries, their sales team has over 100 years of combined experience, and they're here to support you from start to finish. You know, whether you're on a 24/7 maintenance project or ground-up construction, Allied's got you covered. Remember, the first three letters of Allied are all, and that's exactly what they do. Call Allied Industrial Sales and let them handle it all. 281-332-6224 or sales@alliedinc.com. 281-332-6224 or sales@alliedinc.com.
We don't need no education. We don't
Good morning. Welcome back to the Sports Radio 610 Outdoor Show. It's 440 here in the Bayou City. All right, let's run up to Lake Conroe and let's check in with our good friend, the fish dude, old Richard Tosh. Hey, Richard, good morning. How are you, bud?
You know I'm good, Mickey. How are you?
Oh, man, it's all good.
Good
weather
deal.
Feels good this morning.
That's what I'm talking about. It's nice out there. It ain't no doubt. When it gets in the 70s in the mornings, that's really good.
Yes, sir.
So I ain't complaining at all. Nice little cool wind blowing a little bit, and ain't too hard. So it's all good. But I'll tell you what, boy. Thursday I went in a dang doctor, got like an annual checkup and stuff, and they gave me one of them shingles shots. Oh, my goodness, that thing knocked the fire out of me. Felt like somebody
you had
beat
a reaction
me up.
To it?
No, I just felt every dang muscle I had was sore. It's like, goodness, that thing there will whoop you down real quick. I mean, it was all over too. And then like somebody punched me in the arm where they stuck that thing in me. It's like, goodness. So, oh well. But it is what it is. So I got that done anyway.
You'd rather tackle that and get over that shot than you had to deal with the shingles, man. I know some people that have had that, had the shingles, and that, boy, you talk about a nightmare.
I hear you. I've heard all about it, but I don't want nothing to do with it, I promise you. So that's why I went ahead and got that shot. No. So he said, he told me, he said, some people have, you know, messes with them a little bit, so you ain't got no fishing trips anytime soon. I said, no, I ain't got nothing right now, so I might as well go and get it out of the way. And I said, so then yesterday, it's like, good night. Boy, like I say, my whole body was sore from it, but that's all right. I'd rather deal with it than deal with the shingles itself. So that's all good. I'm going to do what I got to do. You know, act right on that end anyway. I mean, it's one of those things. When you get certain ages, you gotta pay attention to certain things, and that's one of them, I guess. So that's just one of them deals. And then, you know, that's like my dad. I ain't talked about him. He's been in the hospital for about the past 12 days now. So it's he ain't been
What's
doing too good.
Him? But
they've had every disease known to man, I think, given to him over the past 12 days. I mean, he's had the last thing was called C. diff. I ain't got no clue what it is. It's something to do with that, taking too many antibiotics. He's been, his bladder's been bleeding, his kidney's been bleeding. Oh, he's had E. coli. He's had all kinds of stuff going on. It's like, good night. So it's it's one of them things. And then they took him off some of the antibiotics day before yesterday and finally cleared up his bleeding in his kidneys and stuff. So that's a good thing. So hopefully he'll be going home the next day or two. So we'll see. That's the main thing, get him out of the dang hospital. But, you know, he's getting on up there, so I know he's not going to make it too much longer. So that's one of the things you're trying to
get you going through all that. I mean, that's
well, I hear you, but it's, you know, it's inevitable. We ain't ever going to get, well,
no,
none of us are get out
none
of here alive.
Getting out of this alive. Period.
No, so I mean that's
just
the thing.
Some of us,
but
get more time than others.
That's exactly right. You know, and I keep telling my wife, says, you know, mine ain't going to be long after going through that dang flesh eating bacteria back in 2010. As much stuff as they pumped in me, there ain't no way I'm going to live as long as my dad. So I'm going to have fun every dang day I can. That's the main thing.
There you go.
You know, you got to. I mean, good night. Life is way too short. You don't realize it when you're young, but when you get older, you start to realize every day is precious. You want to be here as much as you can. So it's all good, but that's why I fish so much. You know, and everybody wonders why I fish so much. I go on vacation and go fishing. I fish every time I get an opportunity. I mean, everything. I hunt when I can. It's, I do everything I want when I want. That's the main thing. Because it's, like I say, I know how short life is. I've been through them near-death things too many times. And when I say too many times, they started when I was 17 years old. So,
yeah, think all of us, how we made it through our teens and early 20s, man.
I know. I don't know how in the world I made it through. I promise you. It was one of those things. But it's,
I used to hear it from my parents. They said, we're going to end up scratching you off a telephone pole and that GPS.
Yep. I guarantee you. Yep. I mean, I've been there. I mean,
when you're that age, you're always a lot smarter than your parents are.
Oh, you're invincible too. I mean, I promise you, you're bulletproof. You ain't nothing can hurt you.
Damn,
I promise
the torpedoes,
you.
Full speed ahead, baby.
That's exactly right. There ain't nothing. That's
same
exactly
way with fishing.
Right.
The older I get, the less I want to go out and risk it in bad weather and lightning.
That's
and
right.
All that. When I was young, you know, it didn't even matter. I just went. It didn't matter.
That's, you know, that's the thing with me too. I was the same way. I mean, there's times when I've been offshore out there in like a 24-foot bay boat, and I wasn't a real young man, but in a 24-foot bay boat out there, you know, 25, 26 miles offshore.
You're at the mercy of it. Another storm comes up.
Yeah.
You're in trouble.
We took off and there were 6-footers, and we knew they were not going to calm down, so we headed out there and just stayed.
Well, that
anyway.
Was intelligent.
Yeah, I know. That's what I'm talking about.
6-footers, and I know guys in big boats that don't go when it's like that.
I know, and we were out there just being dummies, you know, and we're going to go fishing, you know, so we went. And I mean, it's just, and then, you know, you hear all these, these other guys. Yeah, I went out there about 10 miles in a John boat. Yeah, you knucklehead. I wasn't that bad, but I was pretty close, you know. So it's one of them things, you know. And then, you know, years ago, I'd be out there drinking when I'm on the water. I'm talking about way, way back. And I gave that up on the Trinity River one time. I was running a trot line, and the river was up and running real hard. And I was drunk as a skunk, I promise you. And I was out there running that trot line. That line slipped, and a dang hook went right in the meat of my thumb. And I'm stretched out. Now, I'm in a John boat, but I'm stretched out. My arm is pulled out there as far as it can go. The only thing holding me in that boat was my knees on the front end of that boat, on that lip of that John boat.
That's not good.
And my knife is in the back. My knife was in the back, and I'm going, now what in the world are you going to do? Well, you're fixing to go to the bottom right now. If you let go, you're going down with it.
Yeah.
So I just had to grip my teeth and pull on it until I got my arm back inside the boat so I could wrap it around something and actually tie it off, and then get back there to my knife and cut everything off so I could get free of it. I mean, that's kind of that right there told me don't be doing that when you're out there fishing like that. Because it's anything can happen, and you can't react to it. You can't stop it. When it happens, it happens. And I mean, there's a lot of people they found hung up on trot lines like that down at the bottom, and there ain't nothing you can do.
Man, so, I've heard stories like that. Man, that's
it ain't no fun.
Go, brother.
I guarantee you. I mean, I ain't trot line bait. I promise you. That's one thing I didn't want to be, because it could have jerked me clean out of there. You know how that river gets? It gets to rolling. You know, we get them whirlpools forming and stuff like that. That's
you
what I was in.
Current.
No, yeah, you're done. I mean, there's not a dang thing you can do about it.
Force of nature. Water is one of the greatest forces.
I promise you, and it will kill you in a minute and have nothing to say about it.
You aren't.
I guarantee you. That's exactly right, because, I mean, and that's what I talk about, you know, when I'm out there on the water all the time watching for these storms and stuff coming in, because, you know, I've seen it get bad. I've been in it when it's gotten bad, and fortunately enough, I've been smart enough on two occasions to call somebody to come get me, you know, because I wasn't gonna run through it, you know, because and one of them was on one of them Tuesday tournaments just about 3 years ago. I was out there, and I was on my way back in, because they had canceled the tournament because these storms came in, and I was on my way back in, and I put in a stowaway, and they had the marine the tournament out of down south. And so I hit the main lake, and when I got out there, I made it about five waves in, and I said, I'm fixing to take one over the bow. When I do, it ain't going to be nice. So I just spun around and went and called my wife, said, hey, go pick my truck up and bring it down here to this other marina so I can get loaded up.
Load to fish another day.
That's it. You got to do the right thing. You can always call an Uber anymore.
That's
so,
it.
I mean,
all
that's
right,
the
man.
Thing.
Well, Richard, throw them out some info if somebody wants to come up and fish with you.
All right, Mickey, anyone get in touch with me at 936-661-7920. You can find me on Facebook. Just check out the Fish Dude Guide Service. You can email me at admin@fishdudetx.com or just check out the webpage, fishdudetx.com.
All right, buddy. Richard, have a good one. Always good
yes,
talking
sir.
To you. See you, man.
Yeah, y'all have fun.
Later, bud. All right, let's go down to Matagorda now. Let's check in with old Captain Charlie Paradosky. Charlie P., what's up?
Hey, good morning.
Hey, and happy belated birthday.
Oh, God, I'm so sick of hearing that stuff.
I know it. I started not to bring – man, when you get our age, you don't – it's just another day. You don't want to think about it.
No, it comes too quick, too, every
it
year.
It does.
I mean, holy cow, the older you
didn't
get,
didn't I just
the
have a birthday?
Oh, my God.
Oh, boy.
But other than that, sitting it out today, not messing with it today. I just I fished Wednesday and Thursday's all I had this week. And I just had one guy, and I told him Monday, I said, man, we got 100% chance of rain every day. He says, I don't care. He says, I got to go. I got to get away. If we get rained out, I'll pay you, and that's it. Don't worry about it. We fished for 2 days, never got a drop of rain on us.
How about that?
Nothing. Now, the first day was slow because he showed up an hour late. I think he got drunk the night before, but Thursday
morning.
Already
had to get away, man. He had to get rid of some stress. A lot of people, you know, they cleanse their souls through fishing and hunting.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, he normally goes in November, and he says he can't do it this year. And he had to get away, had to go. But he had a good day Thursday. We wore out those redfish Thursday, and I knew when we left the dock, everywhere I looked, deer were out feeding. I said, them damn fish are eating right now. We've got to make the right stop. And power pole down to one spot on top of a reef, and that's all it took. Every cast, any direction.
Wow.
So, redfish, you know.
Yeah. Well, it's about time on reds.
Yeah, they've been showing up lately.
They're running late this year. Usually that's an August thing.
Yeah. Well, this whole year has been different, Mickey. This has been a different weather pattern this whole year. We've been fighting weather the whole day.
Well, don't let your guard down. We got more coming our way next week, it looks like. That's what they're saying. They're the doomers are, man, they're licking their chops right now. They love it.
Yeah. Well, it is what it is. We'll deal with it. Mother Nature's protecting those fish right now, too, though. You know.
That's it. We ain't going nowhere, neither the fish. Weather will break, and so will we.
Yeah.
We'll break the bank catching them.
How about that game last night? That was a pretty good one.
Yeah, our bats woke up again. I wish they'd stay awake. It's just like, you know, we get these good teams. I mean, you can't get any hotter team to play right now than Arizona. I mean, they're all over it. You know, kind of like that run they made last year to the World Series. And to come out and just think about this, Fromber's pitched 14 innings now. The last 14 innings he's pitched, he's only given up 2 hits. That's strong.
That is.
Especially against the two teams he did that against. It's crazy.
Yeah, and he had that one game earlier in the year where he just was horrible. Remember that? Went about 3 innings, gave up about 12 runs.
I don't know. It was a bunch. It was kind of like poor old Eric Geddy the other night. Man, I said, you know, you want to get him out of the first inning, at least get 3 outs, and then sit him down. But, man, they had to go get him.
He's a good pitcher, though. He's been good for us.
He just looks like they knew every signal, every pitch it was coming. They were all over him. Never seen nothing like it. Of course, he was kind of all over the place. You could tell he just didn't have it physically or mentally.
Maybe they were getting doing the garbage can.
Maybe they're doing the trash can slam, man. You know, like we've been accused of.
Yeah.
It don't matter. They still got to hit it. You know it's coming, but those guys, man, they got some movement on the ball. They're the best. But you know, maybe that was his one game he can forget about and keep him in the rotation. And because I really like the way he pitches, man, he goes.
I do too.
He's got some good stuff.
That your dad, man, he's got a sweet swing, don't he?
God, it's just incredible. I could just sit and watch videos of him hitting home runs all day long. It's just such a beautiful swing. It's never out of balance or anything. It just, you know, it comes in spurts. I mean, look at other hitters, you know, like Aaron Judge. I mean, he got to 51 quick. I said, he keeps this up, he'll hit over 70 home runs. But he's, you know, he hadn't hit a home run in 10 games now. You just got to take them when they come. Stay with it. And Yordan's just a pure hitter. I mean, if he gets a bat on the ball, he's gonna find seams, and he drills it. What a beautiful swing!
I bet those Dodgers really regret letting him get through their fingers.
Well, some teams can develop other players better than others, you know. So, I thank God they did. We got him now. But they had to pay the price for old Tony. They got him. He's a good one.
Yeah. Oh, hell yeah.
All right, buddy. Well, somebody wants to come to Matagorda and hang out and fish, give them some info, Charlie.
Call me on my cell phone, 713-725-2401.
Charlie, have a good weekend, and I'll talk to you next week. We'll see what happens.
Take care, Mickey.
All right, brother. See you. All right, it's time for a break. You're listening to the Outdoor Show here at Sports Radio 610. We'll be right back.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
I'm John Oran, and I have a new podcast called The Varsity. I will bring on the smartest people I know to break down the hottest topics in sports media. Available now on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.